Slater Kenny saying it like they mean it. The band is currently on the road with a tour that will bring them to Auckland in May. Here's Corin Tucker, who took time out from the tour to talk with us about the new album, Little Rope, and what to expect on this latest road trip. In the U.S., it seems they have politics on their minds as well as music.
You know, we do our part by registering people to vote at our shows and encouraging people to vote. And, you know, I think local elections are really important right now with the rollback of Roe v. Wade and, you know, women's decisions about their own bodies being taken away. You know, I think now more than ever, people should pay attention and do it, even if, you know, it's a very imperfect system right now. I still think that, you know, we have choices to make that are important.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's more than just the presidential thing. The whole Supreme Court situation is not ideal. And they seem to be like a loose cannon these days.
Absolutely. Totally rogue Supreme Court that are just making a lot of decisions for people that are, you know, have a lot of severe consequences. So,
right. And when you're on the road, like you are, do you talk to the fans about these kind of things? What kind of interactions do you end up having?
I mean, we mostly just mention it, you know, during the show. We work with an organization called Headcount, and we've worked with them for years, and they just, you know, they just provide the service of getting people registered and, you know, and also checking on people's voter registration to see if they are still registered in the county they think they are. So it just kind of sets people up to be ready to go when election time comes around.
Right, right, right. Now, getting to the music, I think it's almost exactly 2 months to the day since Little Rope was released. At least it is here because it's the 19th in New Zealand. I'm wondering how you're feeling about the record, how the response has been. Have you changed what you think about it over the course of the time that it's been released?
I think that we are just really happy with how the record's been received by our fans, by our longtime fans. They're like, we love this one. I think it sits really well with our catalog and with some of our older songs. We've been playing a lot of songs actually from Hot Rock, one of our older records. It came out 25 years ago.
Oh man.
And it all like goes together pretty well during the show. So we feel like, you know, we wrote a record that sounds like us, but sounds like us in the current day and in the moment that we're living in, and talks about, you know, what we're thinking about in terms of current politics and life situations and everything, you know. So I think we feel happy with how things are, how the record is being received by our fans.
Yeah, because it opens with Hell, which is a rather bleak tune to open things up with, especially if you dig into the lyrics and stuff. Was that a conscious decision to make that kind of statement at the beginning of the record?
I mean, I think that we wanted to draw people into a world that really ruminates on what's happening in the United States right now, you know, that doesn't, it doesn't sort of mess about with the kind of, you know, feelings that we have, the kind of situations that we're living with and the consequences of that. You know, it's pretty, if you let yourself think about it, it's really horrible. You know, we just heard that like a 20-year-old rapper was killed here in Philly last night in front of his mom's house. And he had just released an album or released a song that was anti-gun violence.
Jeez.
And it's like, you know, it's just hard. It's really hard to hear about, you know, another person being lost from, you know, something that I feel like, if we really just addressed it, we could change things, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's another reason why we ask people to vote, to really think about, you know, are we really stuck with what we have? Is there really nothing that we can do? I mean, that's really kind of what we're doing with the album, which we're just asking the questions, you know, we're just looking here like everybody else and just asking the questions, like, is this really it? Is there really nothing we can do about this, you know? Right.
So with that in mind, with the kind of political overtones of the record, does it affect how you present yourselves in different parts of the country? Say, I mean, you're in the Northeast, which is a fairly liberal, left-leaning place, but what happens when you're playing in in Alabama and Mississippi or whatever, Texas?
I mean, you know, we were kind of exactly the same. We just played those places. And, you know, we just mentioned that, like, we're registering people to vote. You know, I don't feel like we want to lecture people on how to vote, or, you know, I really don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is people actually taking the time and thinking it's going to make a difference.
Right.
And going, if we can just get those people to vote, we will be in a better place when you know, election time comes around.
Cool. Now, speaking of hell and say it like you mean it, I noticed there's some pretty cool videos that you have that go along with that. With was it Miranda July and Jake Smith Cameron? I don't know how much you have to do with the making of those videos and the casting, or if that's more Carrie's thing because she does the acting and stuff. And but maybe you can touch on how those came about, because gotta love them.
Definitely, you know, something that Carrie sort of spearheads, because she does do directing as well as acting. But it was a collaborative process. I mean, working with Miranda July is someone that we've known for many years. And she's fantastic. She got the concept of the song right away, the emotional core of it for Hell. You know, it's like, it's that sort of like human reaction that we have when we, you know, either we're losing people, you know, like us pulling up here today and finding out, you know, another kid is gone.
Yeah.
And that it's that emotional core of really feeling, you know, the consequences of things. That's kind of what we wanted for the video. And Miranda just got that like right away. And then with Say It Like You Mean It, you know, that was really Carrie's brainchild. You know, and she just knocked it out of the park. She, you know, she got in touch with Jay Smith Cameron and asked her to do it. And Jay was amazing. She was incredible to work with. You know, like she's, you know, she is like an incredibly accomplished actress. So every single thing she did in that, you know, in the video was her thinking things through and listening to the lyrics and asking questions. And, you know, it's like so much goes into her performance. So that was just like a joy to get to watch her perform that.
Very different from watching her on Succession or something like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, she's, you know, she's done so many things. I mean, she's done Broadway. She's done so many different plays, you know, so she had a lot of different characters to draw from, I think, for that.
Yep. So Little Rope was produced by John Congleton. Your previous record was kind of self-produced. What brought you to think that maybe you wanted to have someone else on board to make this thing happen?
Yeah, we, you know, we talked about working with John Congleton for a long time. He is someone that we've known. We've been in the same music scene for a long time. His band was on Kill Rock Stars as well. And, you know, I think that we just kind of felt this material would suit his production. We wanted to, you know, write with guitars, but we also wrote a lot with synths for this album, and we really wanted to bring that world together in a way that was heavy and felt kind of distorted and felt sort of, you know, conveyed the kind of sickliness of emotions that we sort of felt came through on the songwriting, and he was great. You know, like he has great taste. He's very fast in the studio. He doesn't mess around. He goes and helps us find the right guitar tones and the synth tones, and just wants the sound to be as pronounced as possible for each emotion in the song, I think.
Right, right. I think I read somewhere like 6 mistakes. It kind of transformed itself in the studio from being one thing to another. Is that true? And do you care to elaborate if it is?
I think that, you know, that song was, it was kind of like a poppy upbeat idea when we first started working on it. It was, you know, da, 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 da. And when we put it against the rest of the material, there was just this heaviness that was coming through. And so the synths got way more distorted. The guitars just got layered and layered and darker and darker. And, you know, it became like this really cool sort of character piece, this song that's like very dark and tinny and kind of 80s sounding.
Right.
But it's super fun to do live, you know?
So speaking of live, now you're the band itself is a duo these days, but you have a 5-piece on stage. So tell me about how that goes from one thing to the other, and tell me about the folks who were playing with you and how the songs kind of changed possibly once you hit the stage with them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we are super fortunate to be playing with Angie Boylan. She played on the record.
Right.
And we are working with Toko Yasuda again, who played on Center One Hold Tour, who's like really, really great at synths and finding, you know, the right sounds to match the record. And then we are working with Tini Liederbrissen, who played with Sharon Van Etten. She does synths, vocals, guitar. You know, we really got some great, great musicians to help us. And then, you know, we just went into Carrie's basement. We're like, okay, let's crack this. Let's make it sound good. And, you know, everyone had sounds picked out, and you know, and we just kind of tweaked things over a couple of weeks to get it to sound, you know, to kind of come alive, the album to come alive and into the live show and just sort of spread out its wings a little bit. And I think we're really able to do that. It has a heaviness and a breadth to it, I think, live that people are really digging.
Right, right, right. So you're going to be here in Auckland at the Power Station in May, in about 2 months, I guess it is. So do you see what you're doing now changing much to what we'll see, hear and see in 2 months? Do things change over the course of time when you're on the road?
I mean, we play with the set every night. Like we change the songs up, we add different things, you know, so that's always something that changes. But I think, you know, in terms of the new album, we really like, you know, what's happening and the core of it, and you know, we'll be doing most of the songs live, I think.
Yep, yep, yep. I see you're doing a pretty good portion of it on the set list that I've seen posted. So that's cool. So, and overall, of course, the band has been going now for 30 years, you and Carrie, especially together for that length of time. A, did you have any idea that that would ever happen? And B, how is the dynamic evolved between you and her?
A, no. We had no.
That's good.
None at all. I mean, when you're just kids, you know, it's like this kind of like dream, this daydream that you have that you sort of dream up, like, what if we did this band, you know? And so it's wild that here we are 30 years later. And I think the dynamic between us is really deepened into, you know, feeling like we're doing something that we're just completely committed to and we love doing. And, you know, we can really read each other on stage if something we need to fix something or something, somebody needs something, you know, it's like we've got each other's backs. And that's, you know, that's a really good feeling. When you are, you're putting your heart into, you know, this whole record and campaign and everything else. So.
Yeah. And 30 years ago, music, the music business in general was very different than it is now. And the scene, have you any thoughts about how things are these days compared to that? And are there new bands that you're looking at and impressed with? I get the feeling you're still a music fan.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're lucky enough to have Black Belt Eagle Scout with us on this leg of the tour. And then we're bringing out Pale Hound, who are both acts I'm very excited about. You know, I'm always interested in listening to new music. Blonde Shell is someone that we ended up talking to, and I really like her stuff. Yeah. And so, you know, I think always when we go out on the road, I'm interested in hearing what's happening locally.
Yep.
From people, things, you know, I do like listening to new music.
Yeah. Cause I think I read when you were writing Hell, you kind of wrote it while you were in a record store in LA somewhere. So do you spend a lot of time hanging out in record stores still these days? It's nice to think about.
Yeah. I mean, not usually, but sometimes, yeah. And oftentimes it's like listening to someone else's music. My brain starts to think, well, what about this idea? You know, it's like, it's this other part of my brain that gets excited by a certain melody or an idea. So I think it's always good to you know, let yourself be curious and be creative.
Yeah. Okay. And are you thinking ahead to whatever the band is going to do next? I know that like I said, it's only been 2 months since Little Rope has been released, but usually by that time the record's out, new songs have been written and new thoughts have been had.
And we haven't quite gotten there yet.
All right.
you know, I think that we're just kind of enjoying the ride right now and enjoying new songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. Well, I can't wait to see you guys when you hit New Zealand, because like I said, I think I've seen you several times and even spoken to you before that a few times in the past. So yeah, it's always a good time, and the Power Station is a beautiful venue, so should be a wonderful show. So good luck with your show tonight and with the rest of the tour. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Righto. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks.